right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. I thought you were going to lead.
I thought I couldn't see your mouth.
And I said, I'm going to let Jesse lead it.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Well,
you didn't.
I froze. I got scared. Yeah. I did.
Well, that's okay.
But that's okay. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm fine.
How are you?
I've been better.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Well, I'm not kidding. But have I been better? That's the real question.
Yeah.
I don't know that I actually have. I'm regular.
I'll take a regular day. Regular in all things, you know.
It's not raining today.
Yeah, that yesterday with the rain, I tried to get my butt going. And then it was like, it's too much.
I do love a rainy day, but I turned on my light and like I turned it on and the light bulb
went out,
blew out, whatever. Yeah. So it was just like, I got ready in the dark. I still haven't changed it.
Wow. Yeah. Those are the moments that you go, what's it all for?
Yeah. I just smells bring you back.
Yeah. Did you?
And there's no smell more depressing than the smell of a lean cuisine being cooked in an office building.
So true. Yeah.
It makes me want to die.
That'll do
I
it.
I smelled it and I said,
who's sad here?
That's probably the highlight of their day.
I hope not.
Because I have worked in offices famously.
I famously have as well.
Briefly. And there's no smell. Yeah, like the smell of that lean cuisine just immediately brings you back.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember, were you there when, what happened? Were you there when, long story short, like the office we were working at was buying food for the office, but I had accidentally eaten somebody's food?
Vaguely.
Okay. I didn't know I ate someone's food and I was editing, so I had my headphones on, but literally I took my headphones off and everyone was laughing, looking at me. And it was literally about food. And I said, I have to leave for the day. Like I was
what
like,
what happened?
I guess they had, I don't know if you remember, there was a time that the office we worked at was buying like tuna and guacamole. There was like always tuna and guacamole. Thank you for saying that you remember, Mike. And
yeah, in the fridge.
In the fridge. So I was actually used to making that for myself for lunch, just like a little tuna, a little guacamole. I called it a tuna guacamole thing.
Yeah, I remember. It was disgusting.
Yeah, that was just who I was. And that's girl lunch for me. And like that day, I guess like there was a different tuna or something. Something like that. And I had put the wrong tuna in my bowl. And
how many fucking types of tuna can we have here?
A lot of tuna.
Like, what is it? Fresh out of the ocean? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And I guess the girl, like, first of all, I think she knew it was me. But then she was like asking loudly and I guess like wanted. I didn't know that I was supposed to. I thought I had the office tuna. It's not like I was avoiding it. I just didn't know I had her tuna. And then she like I took my headphones off and I felt like I was in Mean Girls and I left the, well, I went to Trader Joe's, bought the tuna, put it in the fridge, left for the day. And I was like, the food's there. Like I have to go. I was mortified.
Yeah, that could be mortifying.
It just like there's a raw part of my psyche that is if people laugh at me around food, it's like, I'll cry. Like I was almost in tears. It had nothing to, it was
yeah,
just,
I'm sure they didn't mean.
Of course they didn't
know
didn't.
That they were
no
triggering young memories.
Young memories. And so, yeah, I bought the tuna and then I left for the day.
I had my Uber Eats account. So my old job, not the one that we shared.
Yeah.
But the one before that, like texted me and was like, hey, like, can you change your email on Uber? Because I am like getting all of your receipts because my work email was like sent to this other girl's. And I was like, oh, it's like, I'll try to change it, but whatever. Like, I don't care if you see my Uber receipts. And she was like, dot, dot, dot. You should know it's also your Uber Eats receipts. And I was like, I'll change it immediately. Thank you
please, so Delina, much. Do not take it anywhere to the public.
And she's like, generous tipper, though, with like a smiley face. Oh. And I was like, well, thank you.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, that's nice.
But humiliating. Because that was also in like a dark, I'm ordering Uber Eats like three times a fucking day.
That happened to me too, actually. Because I had the company card for something. Oh, I remember that day. You remember? I forgot to change it over. And like.
I remember that.
Oh, it was bad. I mean, again, it wasn't that big a deal, but it was.
Well, I remember our boss being like, it's fine. You can just like pay it back. And you were like, no, it's like, it was like all weekend.
Yeah. Like, and I ordered 15 times. Like, I was like, I'm gonna figure out what to do, write a check. But boy, did I not realize.
Yeah.
And now it's too late
to apologize.
Oh, food mistakes really get you, you know?
Yeah. I feel like I've blocked out like
a lot of my, me too.
A lot of food related humiliations. We haven't done, we used to do embarrassing story every week. Remember? I don't know that I have any in my brain.
I do remember growing up one time my mom got Oreos, and like, again, my parents were really controlling with food. So I am a genius. I've always been a genius. Okay. So I was like, oh, I'll open the Oreos from the back. that way they don't know I'm eating it. They don't know it's open. And literally the day my dad opened it and like one Oreo fell and they were all gone. And my dad was like, who ate all the Oreos? And I was like, I used to always blame my dogs too.
Like, must have strategically gotten in and left behind one Oreo.
I think I was like, I took them down to eat and turned my back for a second and 20 were gone. I had 30 and that's 50 if you count. Like, it was, but that was one of those moments where in my mind, I was like, what if maybe we'll never open the package? I literally was like, I'll never get caught.
I used to pretend to be like reading the packages. And then, like, wait for people to, like, turn and then quickly, like, pull the snack out of the bag. And I'd be like,
Yeah. Interesting.
And my dad was like, I know you're not reading the fucking ingredients.
Do you know what Blue Dye 7 is? My sister and I would do that with, we would go upstairs. Because, like, the kitchen would be closed. We'd go upstairs and literally put either down our pants.
I'm sorry,
or
the kitchen would be closed. What does that fucking mean?
It meant like don't go in the kitchen unless it's for water. But we would go in there and like put stuff in our bras and our underwear. And that way, like, what's my dad gonna say? Like, it looks like you have a weird lump in between. Like, we'd always be like, just water. Bye.
Honestly,
smart.
Sometimes you need a midnight snack.
Always. Especially when you can't have a midnight snack, you're like, I'm actually starving.
Yeah.
And my mom,
I'm like, I'm not hungry, but what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, what is that? My dad, it's funny because my dad doesn't notice food at all. So he always has like cookie dough in the fridge.
What's that like? I can't imagine.
I don't know.
It's like he's on Ozempic all the time.
Truly. He's like, oh, I forgot I bought these 2 months ago. I'm like, you forgot you had ho-hos?
I'm like, if I buy ho-hos, all I'm thinking about is the ho-hos burning a hole in the cabinet.
Me too.
I'm like, they have to come out.
They have to come out. They're going to die in there. And aren't they best sooner? But my dad always has cookie dough because he'll make like one or two cookies at a time. I know. That's when you really know. So I would be home and I would just like reach my hand in that drawer and just eat cookie dough.
Yeah.
Like a monster that I
like
am.
A normal person.
Like a normal person. But my dad would normally never notice. He's like, I must have more than
And you'd be like, yeah, you've really been going off the wagon.
Yeah, like, that's really insane that you make that many cookies and I hope you get healthy.
Yeah, I mean, the kitchen being closed might have helped, might have triggered the.
Of course it did. That didn't help me. Didn't help.
I'm trying to think of something else embarrassing going on with me. I mean, just the usual.
Yeah.
Anything embarrassing happening to you?
Did I tell you? I told you about what happened in Atlanta, right?
I don't think so.
No? When I was changing flights?
I don't think so.
Okay, let me tell you, because A, it was embarrassing, and B, it was upsetting, okay?
Oh,
it was upsetting, and it was embarrassing. So my flight got pushed. I got moved to the flight the next day. It was a doubleheader, if you will. It was a, what do you call it? A transfer? What do you call those? What do you call a flight where you have to connecting flight, like a double flight? All right. So
a doubleheader.
I'm in Tennessee. I have to get back to New York. They're like, oh, you're going to go from Tennessee to Atlanta to New York. I'm like, first flight's at 5:30. So your girl's getting up at 3:30. I'm delirious. Okay. I'm on the first flight. They make me do that thing, which I hate, which is like, prove that your purse can fit in your backpack. And I'm like, come on. Like, it fits.
What airline?
I think it was Delta.
Oh.
I'm not liking Delta these days. And I'm pretty
Delta loyal.
I'm sure. Are you in like the cool club?
I'm not in the cool club.
See, that'll do it. Like, I am just like a poor plebe on any flight. I'm like, could I not be near the bathroom?
See,
I'm just
like, I know that you say you're like, I don't travel a lot. You travel pretty often.
I do, but I don't have like points to get me anywhere. I'm not part of any sort of
club.
That's because
you're not sticking loyal.
I am loyal.
See, like, first, I try to always book Delta to be.
I try, but I don't have points.
And then I always put everything on the same credit card that I then pay off so that I get the points.
That must
be. Or the miles.
What's it like to pay off a credit card? Maybe you can explain that feeling.
Well, you
got to
get a new one, start from scratch.
Yeah, I guess that's what I have to do. But so I'm in the middle seat, whatever. It's not going my way. I'm not Delta loyal. No one likes me. I'm not near the bathroom, but I'm not thriving. So I'm like in the middle seat. They're like, put your purse in your bag. I'm like, so now I'm off that flight. It's like 7 a.m. And I'm like, okay, I'm in Atlanta. Like, excuse me, Southern Belle. I'm like, here I am. Like a beach. Airport. I'm like, oh,
a
you very, never know.
A massive airport.
Big airport. I'm like, you never know what's going to happen. Okay. So I'm like, let me take my purse out because I am going to buy.
See, that's where we differ, where you say, you never know what's going to happen. I'm like, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if I thought that. I was just like, look at me here. You know, I was like, look at me. I was like very at the beginning of like a movie, like Anastasia, where I'm like, which path, you know, what's my journey? And so I'm like, let me get my purse out of my backpack because I want to buy food because I'm starving. And they took my other bag because I'm a plebe who doesn't get on in time. So all the overhead things are gone. Great. So I go to take my purse out of my bag. I'm mid movement. Okay. I didn't realize I put my purse in upside down. So I go to pull it out. When I tell you every single thing fell out of my purse, that's a promise. And was I on my period? Absolutely.
On the ground or into your
On the ground, high traffic, tampons everywhere.
Okay.
More tampons than they sent to space. Just a ton of tampons, me, rings, wallets, everything. And I'm like, okay, this is humiliating. And Chris, nobody stopped to help. I was like, well, someone will surely bend down and
see.
Help a sister out.
It's a touchy situation.
Wow.
It's a touchy situation. Because let me tell you something. If I were to bend down and help a woman just start grabbing at her tampons on the ground, it could definitely go a different way.
I don't think I would.
I've gone to help someone and they get upset about that.
That seems wild to me.
My thing is if you drop something, it's closer to me than it is to you, then
it was definitely closer to other people. They were stepping over me and the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was just not my favorite moment. And I didn't feel good about myself, to be honest, after. I felt invisible.
I think you're overthinking. Well, I think it's just, I'm trying to help you here.
I mean, I've let it go. It was just not my favorite moment that I had. Especially in an airport. And I don't want to say that I am very much now, you know, I don't know how I feel about peaches. I don't know how I feel about Atlanta.
The last like three times I've flown, it's shown that I have something in my groin at the TSA check, and they have to literally call a supervisor and rub me down.
What?
Like when I was flying to LA, both the way there and the way back. It came up and I like look on the thing and I'm like, again,
no.
What is going on? And they're like, do you want to do it in private? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to a special room. If you want to grab my dick, you're going to do it right here in front of everybody.
Wow.
I'm like, what could possibly be? What do you think?
What is it?
I have no fucking idea.
That's wild.
I'm like, is there something wrong with me?
Or with the system?
And then it happened again recently.
At least you're getting a little touch.
And they literally have to, like, caress it.
Jeez Louise.
And I'm like, can we at least get an eight or something over here to do this?
A what?
I'm like, I have someone's grandfather over here.
Oh my God. That is.
TSA is out of control.
TSA is out of control and they don't listen.
Especially at JFK.
I haven't gone to JFK. TSA, I don't really understand. I don't think anybody knows what's going on.
I literally, the last time I was at JFK, was looking around for cameras because I'm like,
are we being pumped?
All of these people must be acting up because they're on a reality show.
Yeah.
Like, they are rude for the sake of being fucking rude.
Oh, my God. The power trip these people
it's
are
insane.
On.
It's insane.
The power trip.
I think it's, they're always hiring. They're so always I'm like, hiring. I think they really do. They're like, what are they going to fucking do? Fire me?
And yeah, I guess.
Get your fat ass in the line. Like, literally. And then you go to fucking LaGuardia and it's a wonderland. Beautiful.
I know. I love LaGuardia. I prefer it there. And because the worst part is every TSA is different. Like sometimes they're like, do not take your liquids out, idiot.
I haven't taken out a liquid in 4 years. Even the places that say take them out, I don't. Nobody's ever said anything.
Yeah. And then sometimes they're tech. They're like, you don't need to take your laptops out. Literally, like, why are you saying it? Like you haven't said it differently.
Every single thing they say is comma, you dumb bitch. Like in tone. Yeah, everything. Truly. They'll be yelling at like old women.
I know.
People that don't speak English. I'm like, we're at JFK International Airport. Not everybody in this line is going to speak fucking English. And they're like, I said, take your belt off and wrap it around your left ankle and walk through.
There is this one talking to a woman in a wheelchair and she's like, you can't stand for even a minute. And I was like, is everybody okay here? Like, what is happening? It was like the tone of everybody in this one woman who was like, older, and she was like, I'm not taking my shoes off. And I was like, please don't make her take her shoes off, please. Yeah. And I guess if you're over 75, you don't have to, which I didn't know.
When I was in Spain, they treat their elderly so much better like Europe and stuff. But in Spain, they pulled anyone over like 50 out of the line to go to like
a fast line.
Yeah.
That's so nice. I don't know why. Yeah, we're horrific to old people. When I was in Portugal, there was a woman who was behind me and the line was so long when we got out to go through customs. She was like, I didn't know it would be this long. Like, and I was like trying to flag people down. I was trying to be like, can we have a seat? Like something. And literally everyone is just, I'm like, this is horrible. And if I thought that my, like, anyone I know that struggles, I'm just like, I can't even look. I'm so upset. Why is this happening?
I don't fucking.
It's a lot at, listen, I don't want to say, because I really hope that we, you know, do well in airports. I hope we're being played in an airport right now. I hope someone's listening while they're waiting for a plane. I hope someone's doing it while maybe they're loading.
I think I do pretty well in airports, but alone, not in groups. Because when I go in a group, I'm like.
Yeah, well, a group is hell to travel.
And I also, like, I don't drink before a flight.
Me neither.
I don't drink on a flight.
Me neither.
I'm like, why are we in hand? Like, I just. I don't understand
thing,
that.
Don't
the
get
getting
it.
Drunk on a plane, I'll never understand. And it's not like I don't
party.
Drink
yeah.
and party, okay?
Okay?
But I'm like, I don't want to be sitting drunk on a plane and just like
it's so stupid.
Sick, and then you, by the time you get out of the airport, you're hungover.
Yeah, I'm like, first of all, are we trying to do it to go to bed? Are we trying to go to sleep? Like, what is the goal here? And if it is, like, one time I remember being like, do I want to try to take an edible? And I'm like, I'm on high alert at an airport. I can't be mixing and matching things. I'm like, I just need to get from point A to point B in one
piece. If I'm, like, if it's like a 6-hour flight and I get on the plane and it's comfortable, then I'll do an edible, maybe a Xanax,
a little
if I have it in the arsenal.
Why not?
Something.
Yeah. But if it's nighttime when you get there.
Or I have enough time to like be like, morning, like, I'm like, if I sleep, I could get like 5 hours, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
Which I never really sleep on planes.
I famously normally cannot. It's just if you're in the section that isn't first class or comfort, it's harder to
Wouldn't
sleep.
Know.
Yeah, it's harder to sleep, I find. I find. Part of me is like, should I be a flight attendant?
No.
Okay.
You know, I think that about almost every job. I'm always like, what if I did this?
Yeah.
with flight attendant, I've never once been like, maybe I should be a flight attendant. No. Because it seems like the worst job in the world.
Yeah.
They do not get paid enough.
Well, yeah, that's...
I'm like, it's like waiting tables, but everyone's stay is all the time.
Everyone's mad. People in airports are mad. That's what's so generally discerning.
Yeah.
Like, in an airport, I'm always like, we're all going somewhere supposedly, maybe for fun, maybe for work, but everyone seems so mad. And it's just a hard energy to kind of jive with, you know?
My energy is not good in an airport, I'll tell you that.
No. Once I get through security, I'm ready to bop and you know, hop. I'm ready to kind of like sling-a-ling. I'm ready to look around. I'm ready to buy a $15 sandwich. I am. I'm like, what's up? What's down? What's happening? I'm having fun. I was scared I was going to get held at security, and I was scared that something bad was going to happen at security and I would never get through and I'd never gotten the flight. Now that I know that my gate's real, boom, I'm getting out of here. You bitches.
But what if your gate switches? There's still a lot that can happen. Once we're in the air, I'm like, okay.
Then you can relax?
Kind of. Can I tell you what other trend is I hate?
Yeah.
That's going on.
What's the trend?
You know, people who will go on like TikTok or Instagram, whatever, being like, if your name's Jesse and your boyfriend Lionel... Well, let's use different names for this example. If your name's Tom and your boyfriend Ford is works at the Applebee's on Route 66, he's cheating on you with a guy named blah blah.
Yeah,
and they like it goes viral,
and you find them.
I'm not here for it, and I think a lot of them aren't true.
A lot of things on social media aren't true, and that's the real rat race of it. But yeah, I think that if you find out that way, that's real hard.
It's clickbait.
It's clickbait. But I'm
like, it's literally just clickbait for people to be like,
I know.
Look how, I don't like it. It's desperate.
I don't like it either. It just makes me also really nervous. Like, you never know anyone. And also, where were those videos for me? You know?
Well, let's veer this conversation someplace else.
I don't even mean it in a bad way. It's just like, it's wild. Some people are wild out there. Some people are wild.
But I'm like, we should be allowed to talk shit. Because people will be like, if your friend Suzanne and your friend Marsha didn't invite you to Lollapalooza, they're talking so much shit about how they can't stand you and your name's Jessica. I'm like,
right.
We need to be allowed to talk shit. Kind of.
Of course.
Kind of. You're zooming in on people across fucking...
You feel safe talking bars. Shit and you can't. Like, you can't do anything these days. There's a camera everywhere.
There's a camera everywhere.
There's a reporter, a self-appointed reporter, under investigative journalist, every which way you move.
You used to be able to get away with murder. With no problem.
Yep. And now you can't even, they've got your DNA everywhere.
DNA,
they saw you do it. They go, was this you? And then was this you? And you go, gosh, darn it.
Like there's no.
There's nothing. You can't do a thing.
You'd think murder rates would be next to nothing.
But
no, here we are.
They're getting more creative, I guess. I'm not really sure what's happening.
Anyway. Ugh. So, yeah, I'm just over that. And I want to be able to talk shit freely again.
Me too. I'd love to have that freedom. I find on my For You page, it's very like, it's very either like people telling me how to make money quickly and why aren't I doing it? They're like, if you're not making seven figures once a week, you're an idiot. And I'm like, gosh,
what are you looking up that that's your For You page?
I don't know.
It's tailored to you.
It is tailored to me. I know. It's that or like it's the people doing tarot that'll be like, if this video found you, it's for a reason. And I'm like, wait, it's probably for a reason. It did find me.
That's why they keep coming up, because you're watching them.
I know.
My For You page is
mayhem,
chaos? Despicable. If anybody,
no.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of like Karens getting humbled.
Well, that's fun.
Like a lot of people telling creepy ghost stories.
Oh,
a lot of like explosions and accidents.
Wow,
natural disasters.
Love that.
Tsunamis from every angle.
Oh my god!
And then a lot of like random like daddies.
Ooh. Doing what? What are the daddies doing?
Like the, like, I don't know, being like the chopping wood guy.
I love a chopping wood man. Yeah.
Like random. I think it's because of him now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like a lot of embarrassing things, I guess. Water talk, a lot of that because I watch them all through.
Water talk?
I think you'd like the water talk.
What is that? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like women who are, it's almost like a LuLaRoe of flavoring water.
Oh, God.
And so they'll be like, I'm having a cotton candy mermaid water. And it's like one packet. And they all have like walls full of like sorted flavored water flavors and aspartame free ones. And they like, I mean, millions of followers some of them have. They have conferences in Vegas. No. I watch the conference videos. Listen.
I know. I would love to start a marketing scheme. I really would.
I would also.
I would thrive. I would.
I think you would be, if you were to join a pyramid scheme.
I know.
I think you would be one of the few that get to the top of the pyramid.
I agree. I really do. I like love the vibe of it. It's like QVC for the everyman, you know, whatever you're selling. You're like, if you're like me and it's, and you drink your water and you go, is this water? Why is there no flavor in my water? Why can't I have a little boop, a little bop? Why can't I have fun with my water? And then I found these packets and I'm like, I'm sorry. It's a party in a packet. It's a party in a packet. A boop boop in my water. Now it's a party. Now I'm hydrated. Now my skin's cleared up. Now I found my husband. Okay. Now everything's working out for me. I've manifested this.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you work hard too and drink your water, you could be like me, a millionaire. I make 7 figures once a week. once a week.
I think you have you thought about getting into it?
Things are looking like they could go that way for me. And I don't want them to, but they could.
I think it's also a lot of viral marketing, though, that you would not like.
Yeah, what's that even?
Like, hey, girl, we know we haven't spoken since high school, but I can't help but notice that you look dehydrated.
That shit I hate. That's the one that, like, this girl that I used to play soccer with who was popular.
It's always the popular
girls. I know,
and
she was like, hey, girl. Like, and I think she was like, I've been, like, looking at your stuff and you're something so nice. I went, thank you so much, popular girl who I used to play soccer with. And like, thank you for seeing me because you didn't see me in high school. And thank you for seeing me now. And then she's Jessie. Like, did I tell you? I know. She's like, did I tell you I'm working for this skincare place? I'm like, no, girl, we haven't caught up. No one knows who's doing what.
And they'll ask you to lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you go to lunch?
I did go to lunch.
Oh, no, Jessie.
Yeah, but then she told me how flexible her career is. And I went.
At what point during the lunch did you realize that this was a pitch meeting?
I think at some point I was like, I love this for you. I'm personally not going to do, like, I'm not interested in doing it. You can, like, it's just not, it's not for me, but.
And she's like, whatever, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, she pretty much was like, all right, well, if you change your mind, and I'm like, okay. And then it's aggressive. It felt like high school again.
I once tweeted, like looking to get involved in another pyramid scheme. If anyone has any leads, let me know. This was like years ago.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine in high school who I hadn't spoken to since high school's older sister.
Yeah.
DM'd me and was like, ha ha. I saw your tweet. That's so funny. I don't know if you were kidding or not, but if you're not, I'm involved in.
Oh my God.
And like literally pitched the like green smoothie.
The lifestyle
thing. And I was like, I literally called it a pyramid scheme in the tweet.
And she was like, I'm pretty sure that's what I'm in.
And she, like, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, if it works, it works.
Listen, she also one time, there was a contest in my town where the radio did it.
Yeah.
Where it was like, if you find the mystery man and you ask them, are you the WCW 96.7?
Mystery man,
and you had to say it exactly like that, then you won like, I don't know, 25 grand. It was something like, and this woman spent like 2 weeks as a detective trying to find them and did.
That's actually 2 weeks well spent.
And had found them twice because the first time they asked the question
incorrectly
and they were like, no. Yeah. There was also like a contest in my town where it was an empty storefront and it was basically like they put 10 people in it and whoever lasted won like $10,000. And then the next year they did it in a school bus.
Wow. They did War of the Roses by me.
What is that?
That's like, it's like if you think your boyfriend's cheating and then a company calls you and is like, you get free roses to anybody. Who would you like to send the roses to? And they're like, how about Deborah? Then it's like, sure, what do you want the card to say? Last night was great. And then the girlfriend's on the line who's like, you son of a bitch. How could you? And it's like just insane.
You know, that's not always true. I have a friend who still does gigs.
Yeah, that's I know. Like
that.
I would love the gig. But yeah, I mean, as a kid, or at least in high school, I was like, this is the most drama I've ever heard in my life. And it's 8 a.m., you know, like it was wild.
On the way to school.
On the way to school, we're like, I hope Darnell passes, but I'm not feeling good about it, if I'm being honest.
Well, speaking of that, should we do a Hallmark? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel like I could do a Hallmark.
Do we have time? Yeah.
I forget what love feels like. You know what I mean?
I've never experienced it.
Absolutely. And we love that for us. How dare you?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Do you want to start?
Should I start?
Do you have an idea?
Not right at this moment, but I could find one.
Okay, you start. I feel like you're into the idea.
Okay. Picture this. A high-powered detective?
Oh, Olivia Benson.
Is click, 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 walking down the hallway, stilettos on, pencil tight skirt, ready to rock, opens a room where her partner is sitting in a cape with a monocle.
Orville Redenbacher.
And she's like,
Jesse's never one time made my character not wear a cape, which I'm here for.
Okay, I love a cape. I'm always in stilettos. I kind of thought that was
trust,
our...
Would you trust a detective in a cape?
I would.
Call for help and the detective shows up in a cape?
I would expect a cape.
Okay.
I would actually like... Every time there's like a movie where there's a detective, I'm always like, sexual tension is high, right?
I think that's the movie.
No, but like just a detective in general. Because don't you want to be like, what do we do, detective?
I'd love to fuck a detective.
That's what I'm saying. I would too. I would be like, maybe there are some mysteries. Maybe there are some clues on my body. I just haven't looked.
James Bond effect.
What's that?
Just like, because James Bond fucks.
He fucked.
What's the detective's name?
Both of them. Well, one of them is Detective Lucy Liu. And the other is Detective Stu Who? Lucy Liu and Stu Who.
Oh, do we live in an imaginary land?
No.
Do we shoot fucking gumdrops?
Maybe. And so I come in, I'm like, ugh. I'm like, no. We've solved every case on the docket. We've got nothing coming up and the holidays are coming. Like, I really wanted some extra cash for the holidays, but it seems like
you wanted extra cash for the, oh yeah. We're paid by the hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it by the case or by the hour?
I would assume being a detective is sort of a full-time salaried position, but I'm not sure.
Well, we're hired by the people.
What?
We're private detectives.
Oh, we're private investigators. We're not cops?
No.
Okay, so we're private investigators.
Yeah, if
detective
semantics.
Detective implies...
Does it?
Police.
Oh, yeah, yes. No, not the police.
Private investigators cannot say, I'm detective whatever.
I'll say whatever I want to say, you know? Well, I mean, and there's still that sexual tension, you know what I mean? Because it's like... They're sitting in a car outside. They're inside. There's all that stuff. Okay.
Okay. So it's like, different. Yeah. Okay.
It's
now
different.
I'm on board.
Now you see what I'm saying. So I'm like, we haven't gotten a case. Like, it's just, it's
do
really.
Do we own the agency?
We do. And unfortunately,
we are paid by the case. I'm just figuring out how much I can spend on Christmas.
Yeah, but we put a lot of the money back into the business.
For what?
Just because recently, that's what I'm trying to say. Recently, we've been doing like a lot of like catching your like a cheater type thing. And I'm like, I want to get into murder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're just both like, we want to get into murder. I'm so sick of like following a banker around who fools around with a secretary on a Tuesday. Yeah, that's just not my vibe.
I want the banker to kill the secretary.
I want a little blood. So I'm like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do, Stu?
For what?
For changing the clientele we're getting.
Well, I don't know how we're able to really work. It seems like the police force would be solving the murders. I think that maybe if we stumble upon a murder that we have some self-interest in, but legally standing.
And see, this is why I normally handle this stuff is because you think very logistical. And I'm like, let's have a little fun. Like, let's go like. And so there's actually this cop that we're like kind of friends with. His name is Randy. And I'm like, let's go swing by, talk to Randy, see if there's some cases we can get our fingers on the pulse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we go over, we go see Randy.
At the police station?
At the police station. And we're
how
like,
how are we liked by the police?
They like us.
That's surprising.
We're very flirty there.
Okay. And they all talk about how I'm a faggot behind my back because I have on a cape and a monocle at the fucking NY police department.
They like that. We both are overdressed.
Classically, yeah. The NYPD loves them.
They do.
Homosexuals?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we're in an imaginary world, so we can keep going.
Like, we're both like coming in, we're overkill. Like, obviously, you know, there's one guy there named Mark who's just like rude and like Mark's unhappy, you know, and no one likes Mark. And actually, we did unfortunately bust Mark
SVU.
When his wife hired us.
For and cheating. So
that there's that tension that we've never gotten rid of. Did she leave him? No, which we don't understand. So he's just angry at us.
What happened?
Well, we followed him for a day. And he was writing some letters to some inmates and visiting.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Sexual letters, if I'm not being clear.
Okay.
Anyhow, this is Mark. This is Mark's thing. That was a one and done. And it's sure just it's is a bummer. It's happening all over. Have you heard of that?
Cops writing letters to sexual inmates.
See, this is another thing on my TikTok where they're like, this, what do you call somebody who watches people in prison? A prison guard?
Yeah.
This prison guard fucked an inmate.
Oh, yeah.
And they have it on camera and she's like, gosh, I don't
I've
think
seen
we've,
that. Yeah. The girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they make her listen to the phone calls. Yeah.
And she's denying. She's like, huh.
And then they like play it and she's like, I can't wait for you to fuck me when we get done.
She's like, I think I was sort of playing when I said that. I don't think I meant. And they're like, and here's you mid penetration. And she's like, okay, yeah. Oh. I guess, I could see how it looks that way.
Just passing the time.
Yeah, she was. And I said, good for her. She doubled down. She was like, I don't think they have enough info on me. But they did. So that's what happened with Mark.
Okay.
Okay. So all of a sudden, this man runs into the station because Randy's like, we really don't have anything. Mark hates you. It'd be best if you guys aren't here. And you're doing your little monocle trick that you do where you go, woo, woo. You sure there's nothing? You're just so funny
I'm
with the monocle.
I'm classically silly.
You really are.
I'm known for and being
this,
silly.
This man... man runs into the station. And at first, I almost thought it was like an earthquake just because of the girth.
I almost shot him.
Like he was.
I thought we were in
was
danger.
Such a thunderous sort of thump as he came in. And I was sitting on the desk, legs crossed, doing sort of like a flirty move with that. You know what I mean?
And I was doing a magic show.
You were doing a magic show. And so we turn and, you know, they've got those swinging lights in the station.
What?
They've got swinging lights in the station. Those lights on like a little rope kind of thing at this station.
Okay.
It normally hangs around 6 feet is what I would say. This man.
Just like bulbs or like chandelier? Like,
you know where it's like chain.
Light fixture. Yeah.
And they're lowish.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what the station has. It's an old design, but it works, you know. A
little too close down to the desk. A
little too close because that was when people were shorter. And now, you know, 6 feet, it's like, it's not that short.
It's tall, really.
Tall is the thing. And so this man comes in and he's mid-chandelier. You know what I mean? Like he's sort of blocking that light. I'm confused because I'm on the desk, which doesn't make me that much taller. But I'm like, why is it that I feel so little in this moment?
Who are you on the desk for?
I was just with Randy's desk kind of sitting on it.
So what's Randy doing when this man comes barreling in?
He is organizing his papers and then he's like, oh my God, this man needs our help, you know?
Yes.
So this man comes in and he's like, help.
And I yell from across the room, is it a crime to be too tall?
Yeah, you're being so goofy with that monocle right now. And he's like, my ex-wife has been.
And I say, he's single.
Has been kidnapped. Or
who gives a shit? You just said she's your ex.
Well, they have kids together. So he just, you know, like that.
So guess who the lead suspect is already?
Oh, no. That's true.
It's you.
He's like, is missing. And
how long has she been missing?
It's been 24 hours.
I immediately snap out of.
Yeah, the monocle magician. Bit is now gone. There's,
I'm a professional.
Yeah. So he's like.
How long has she been missing?
24 hours.
And why did it take you 24 hours to report her?
Well, because at first I thought that maybe she was late to pick the kids up. Then I thought maybe she was on a work event. And then, you know, I've been texting and calling. But then finally today, I'm like, what's going on?
Where was she?
She was on a work trip.
Where?
In Atlanta.
Did you call the police there?
No. I didn't know what to do.
Did she get on the flight?
What? Oh, yeah.
So you have her flight information?
I think so. Yeah, I do.
And then I turn and I say to you, hey, Lucy.
Yeah.
When's the last time you gave your ex-husband your flight information?
Well, famously, I don't have an ex-husband, but I'm looking. but if I did have a flight, I definitely wouldn't give him that info unless he's picking me up at the airport, which I think he should always do.
But that's your just ex-husband, me. You would want him to pick you up at the airport?
Not my ex-husband, but if you
Yeah, it's a
husband.
Suspicious relationship, don't
yeah, that
you think?
Seems weird. That seems odd.
And so I'm like, how many kids do you have?
Two.
And why are you, how did the relationship end?
Amicably.
How?
We decided that we weren't a good.
Why?
Because.
I don't want any more bullshit.
He's like, I wanted like a slow family life and I really wanted to just prioritize her and my kids. And she wanted, you know, crazy trips, grandeur, you know, finding that rush from something else. I guess I'm a introvert. I guess I'm a quiet man. I guess I'm a guy who likes nature, some would say.
Really? Yeah, because I was going to say, it looks like you get out. Your arms are...
Yeah, I lift a lot of wood on my free time. Yeah, I whittle. I'm a whittler.
And you live in the city?
Yeah, you can still have a hobby with wood in the city.
No, I know. It's just
It's harder to do. I own a wood shop. So a bunch of guys and some women come down and play with some wood.
Okay. Have you ever been with a man?
What?
I see here you were married to a woman. Have you ever been with a man?
I haven't, but I'm fluid.
How old are you?
38.
And you've never been with a man, but we're fluid. I don't know if that
is it.
I mean, maybe if you say so. You'll have to prove it later.
I don't know. I guess I'm scared.
Okay. Wait. So we should probably get back to your wife.
Ex-wife.
And the cops at this station
Ex-wife.
Just could care less about what's going on. Yeah. I mean, they are bad.
Bad at their jobs.
They're playing games.
Eating donuts as they do in the comics. Yeah. Yeah.
Vegan donuts. Which is it's an unlikely spin.
It's a tradition in this station.
So how long have you and your wife been divorced?
It's been 2 years. But we co-parent.
Yeah. What are the names of the little fuckers again?
My children, Gus and Franklin.
Ages?
5 and 8.
Which one's 8?
Franklin.
Oh, interesting first Gus is name 5, choice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What did you say your name was?
Me? I'm Larry Ridge.
Okay.
I didn't catch your name.
I'm Officer
Stu.
Isn't that my first name?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stu Flu, did I say? Lucy Lou, Stu Flu. Stu.
I'm Stu.
Stu Who.
I'm Officer Who. This is Officer Lou.
Enchanté.
Do you want to keep going?
You want me to keep going? Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like you have a place
I still have that it this going.
Maybe is going.
So he's like, yeah, I just like don't know what to do. And I'm like, listen, I don't know how much wood makes you, but if you got money, you can hire us. And we're really good at our job. Really good at
he's like, hire you. Aren't I at the police station?
Oh, yeah. Well, technically, we're independent contractors. We are
private investigators. We couldn't pass the drug test exactly. Or the psychological exam.
I was like, I don't even see an officer in sight who's going to help you. Or the
physical fitness test.
Yeah, we couldn't do that. We don't like to run, but we find that we don't have to run.
We never do because our criminals come to us.
That's right. And he's like, oh, okay, interesting. How much do you cost? And we sort of go over the budget and all that off camera just because semantics, you know, the hitch there. He luckily has money and he's like, sure, I'm willing to pay. I want to know where my wife is. Ex-wife. And then we get a call. A call from her boss. She never made it to Atlanta. How do you like them apples?
Why is he only calling now?
I don't know. How interesting. Hmm. She never made it to Atlanta. We go, huh.
Did she get on the flight?
That was my follow-up question.
And we go out to JFK.
We go out.
I the TSA. Blow a TSA agent to try to get the security footage without a subpoena.
Right.
He doesn't even give us a ticket to the fucking Delta rude. Lounge.
Jeez Louise.
Then we ask the secretary and she does just give it to us.
Right. Legally, she has to. And we see her bag go through security.
But where is she? Who puts the bag on
Who put the bag on the thing? There's a blank in security. There's a blank in the footage.
Oh, no.
Someone beat us to it.
Oh, no.
And we're like, already something's amiss. There's danger afoot. We're like, we talk to Larry. And we say, take us to her apartment. We go to her apartment. Chris, it looks like we got what we wished for because it's a murder scene.
What?
Yeah. It's a murder scene.
Is she there?
She is there.
And dead?
And she is dead.
Oh, shit.
I know. It looks like a suicide.
What?
But the thing is, we know it's not a suicide. It's how did her bag get to the airport? Why is there footage missing?
What? How was the body found?
I mean... It's hanging.
Blech.
I know.
Is there blood?
There's a little.
Where'd the blood come from?
That's the question a lot of people are asking. We tell Larry to wait outside.
Where's the blood?
It's kind of everywhere. Just like speckles of it.
Blood spatter in a hanging suicide?
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
I wasn't born yesterday.
Exactly. So we're like, I wasn't born yesterday. Larry, honey, we're going to figure this out. Don't even stress. I mean, stress.
Don't even stress. Sad.
Obviously, this is difficult to swallow, but you and I are pumped.
And I say, you know what's not difficult to swallow?
What?
And you're like, that's inappropriate.
I'm like, that's inappropriate.
And I'm like, it was his ex-wife.
It's true.
He said he was fluid.
You're right. Listen, whatever helps him grieve, helps him grieve. I'm not going to stop his process.
Yeah. And I'll help it along.
listen, whatever happens, happens. And he's sitting there and he's got his hands between, you know,
my legs.
Your and he's really, he's having trouble. And we're like, why don't we drive you home?
I'm like, why doesn't, I'm going to, one of us has to work on the crime scene.
Okay. Well, do you want to drive him home or work on the crime scene?
I'm like, I'll work on the crime scene. And then you're like,
I'm like, why are you blocking yourself?
Oh, and I'm like, oh, well, I don't think I should fuck this guy the day he found his wife's dead body.
No.
It seems a little fucked up.
Okay. Well, there went my plan. Okay, so I guess I'll drive him home.
And then.
Okay.
As we're about to leave.
Right.
We hear a toilet flush.
What?
In the apartment.
Wait a sec.
And we freeze.
No one moves.
We both take out our.
Guns.
Which are imaginary because our because of our records, right. We weren't able, but. They get
you can have a fake gun.
Yeah. And it's people, a paintball gun. You exactly. Get someone right in the face with that, it will scare
hurt them. At least. Yeah.
And so we both freeze and the door to the bathroom opens. I think it's a demonic figure because it's
be.
So tall.
Oh, really?
I mean,
how, what do you?
Well, we're talking standard New York City apartment, West yeah. Village area. The ceilings
okay,
are a little
low. They're lower.
Low. I would say the head of this creature is coming in just sure. Slightly under the door frame.
Oh, the door frame.
And okay. It is a pre-war building. So door frames stood around 6'4" or 6'5".
Wow.
In most of the village area.
The village
apartment
area.
Apartment buildings. Definitely kept it. And this man is coming in. Yeah, about 6'2" or 6'3".
So he's very tall.
He's tall.
This is a tall glass of water, a tall little drink.
And he walks out and we both go, freeze.
Freeze right there.
And he say, what's the, and before he can finish a sentence, I'm blasting him in the face with my paintballs.
Smart.
Okay. And he buckles to his knees and I kick him in the chest. He like flies across the room a little bit and I say, we said freeze.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I did feel on the sole of my foot sort of a strong chest.
Mm.
And
just,
I really,
he works out there, I guess.
He works out.
I love when a chest, and this is, you know, I don't want to get into this too much, but, you know, a chest on a man kind of goes out right at the chest and you can go. Mm,
pecs.
Pecs, if you will. I love a good pec or two.
Yeah, muscles.
Muscle pecs.
Yeah.
Very fun.
And
if, does he have that? There's like a divot in. Wow.
He has it. And
that's
I accidentally
insane.
Ripped his shirt a little
oh,
bit
no.
With my strong
is
kick.
Is he okay? Is
yeah,
the shirt
he's
okay?
Just like a little
is there
bit of hair.
How much?
Like
what color?
A good amount.
Yeah.
It's like a dark, it matches like chestnut.
Ooh, I like that.
A chestnut
curly?
Brown, kind of curly.
I love that. That's
but
cute.
Not as much hair as you would think for such olive skin.
Wow, 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 wow. Well, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know until that shirt's open.
Mediterranean.
Really, ooh, okay. Yeah, I like that.
And we say, state your name and...
And your cause.
And your cause. And he says, I'm... Desmond.
Ooh.
Flood.
Okay. That's... I'm so turned on by that name. Desmond Flood.
Desmond Flood.
He'll make me flood, if you know what I mean.
And we say, what the
what
fuck,
the fuck are
you doing?
What are you doing here?
And he says, my family, I own the building.
Okay.
I own the building. And the downstairs neighbor had complained about water leaking.
Mm.
And that's when we noticed the bathtub is overflowing.
Did you notice the woman hanging in the living room?
And he says, yeah, I just got here and I was throwing up.
Oh.
And I say, well,
convenient.
You could see how this
looks
causes a problem
right.
For you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're in this building. A woman is dangling from the ceiling.
Dangling.
There's blood spatter. And I'm like, take off your shirt.
Take it off. Now it's evidence. So please take off your
take
shirt.
Off, yeah, take off your clothes.
Take off all your clothes, unfortunately.
We're going to have to put that in an evidence
like
bag.
A TSA agent, I'm going to have to check to make sure there's nothing hiding any certain places.
And then, of course, I use a blue light to see if
smart.
We can find any fluids, any
smart.
Blood splatter on his hands.
Is there?
I say we're going to have to test for gunpowder residue.
Well, we're going to have to test.
But she wasn't shot, so that's not going to do anything, actually.
Okay, but it's nice
and
to
now
know.
Because the bullets in my paintball gun are sort of dark red, it's kind of hard to tell what's paint and what's blood.
Sure.
I've contaminated the crime scene. and I realized that.
Yes.
And so what are you going to do?
Right.
And we're like, well, what the fuck are you doing here?
Exactly.
I'm like, it doesn't seem like a building owner of this big, luxurious apartment building is going. When's the last time I called my building manager to fix something and the fucking owner comes in?
Not a lot of times. Not a lot of times, my building.
Mr. Flood.
Mr. Flood.
And then he says, Mr. Flood's my father.
Oh. LOL.
And we're like, you can try to charm us all you want.
Yeah, but you better not smile in my direction. You better, those pecs.
You killed a woman.
You killed a woman with those pecs.
And he gets upset.
Aw.
And we go, you're coming downtown with us.
Yeah.
And he thinks it's to the police station. No, it's not.
We just meant come downtown. Let's talk.
Let's
hang
out. Let's get a drink and discuss. Yeah.
Going on. This is our way.
I'm doing renovations. We're doing renovations at the office.
Yeah. So we're going to pick a fun bar downtown. We're going to go. We're going to all have to drink. Okay. I want those lips loose and I want to start chatting. I want to share. Everyone tells a secret today. Okay. Everyone tells a secret.
Okay.
Okay. So we're down there. We're doing shots, picklebacks. That's the only one I can do famously. And when I am doing pickleback shots, call for help, okay? So I'm doing picklebacks and I'm like, you know, just thinking about the fact that, like, I'm lonely, you know?
Yeah, and that's, I'm like, my get
secret.
It together.
That's my secret. Oh, yeah, and then I'm like, sorry, I'll get it together. Dez, can I call you Desi?
Sure.
Okay, great. Desi, how would you feel strangling the life out of a woman? How would that make you feel? Strong, tough,
like a big boy? What? No, I never strangle unless they ask me to.
Which, okay, that was my follow-up. Do you prefer to strangle men or women?
Excuse me?
Are you a strangler of
I don't strangle people.
Oh, right. But I meant in a sexual way.
Do I prefer having sex with men or women?
Correct.
Women.
Okay. And I look at you and I go, them's the breaks.
And he's like, what's going on?
Yeah. And I say, okay, this is the thing. You're the number one suspect right now.
Why?
Because you were at the crime
scene. Where are the police?
The police are probably hooking up with inmates. You know how it is in this town. It's not great. Everybody's doing everything. And there really is no line of ethics, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Does it?
I own
the building.
A bunch of apartments. I know a lot about ethics.
I bet you do. Must be nice just living off of other people. I'm assuming it is.
That's why I made my first million working my way up.
Working
at a farm.
Oh, a farm?
Where I made enough money to buy an apartment. I was a pig farmer.
Oh, a pig farmer's making $1 million?
No. I was a pig farmer when I was 16.
Oh.
Okay. And I made enough money to invest and I started investing.
Invest in what?
And then I invested in real estate.
Oh, real estate?
I own an apartment building.
I thought that was your daddy.
No, I own it.
Okay.
What do you do?
Sorry.
Yeah, so maybe you should stop judging books by its cover.
Okay. I'm an investigative private eye.
You're an investigative private investigator?
That's right. In the private sector. It's very private and very investigative.
And he's like, well, you're pretty shitty at your job.
Oh, am I?
Because there's a dead woman swinging 20 blocks away.
That was my
fault.
And
we're over here. You're trying to talk to me like a Tinder profile.
I'm learning a lot. A what?
A Tinder profile. Don't act like you've never heard of it.
I don't know about Tinder.
I've seen you on there.
I'm big on Tinder, okay? I'm big on Tinder. I'm swiping and swiping.
Your name was Private Eye on Tinder.
I know it was, okay? A lot of times I find company on there, okay? That's how I found Stu.
And I say we were on the friend option
the
of Bumble.
Friend option on Bumble. And I go, we're getting distracted. What I'm trying to figure out is, did you need that apartment filled? Was that rent stabilized? Were you looking for a little bump up, a little increase?
It's not rent stabilized, and she had already paid through the year.
Wow. She must be doing well.
Well. Why don't you talk to her husband?
I might.
Because he definitely is a murderer.
You think, or you're trying to shift us off of you?
She used to tell me that if he ever came and I saw him, to call the police.
So you guys were close. She confided in you.
Well, she was my tenant, and I'm a man of my people.
So a lot of your tenants tell you who they're dating or their fears, and you act as security? Is that part of the contract?
No, but a lot of my tenants will talk to me about security issues because I own the building in which they're having the security issues.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you obviously have a key since you let yourself in.
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
It's very typical.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
It is.
It's just interesting.
Is it? Why?
Yeah. That you know?
That I, the owner of the building, have keys to...
Were you romantic with Mrs. Larson?
I wouldn't say romantic.
Did you fuck her?
What about that's romance? Yeah, I fucked her.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere, big pecky. Oh. I bet you
big
did.
Big pecky?
What position specifically? Did you go down on her for how long?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did.
How long, I said?
I don't know. I lost track.
How good.
Two episodes of House of Cards.
That's the right answer. Well, so there was a little romantic entanglement, it does seem.
It was one time.
One time?
Years ago. Why do you think her and her husband got divorced?
I didn't know why. I hadn't asked.
Because he walked in on me eating his wife's vagina.
Wow. That'll do it. That'll do it.
Yeah.
Wow. So does he know?
He said, I'm going to kill you. I won't rest until you're swinging from these.
Oh, you or her?
I thought he was talking to me, but now that she is.
Interesting.
Where is he?
Who? The husband?
Yes.
He is, I guess, home.
Where's the other detective? I'm sitting there still.
So Stu?
Just not involved in the conversation.
Stu is cleaning his monocle. Takes a little bit. I'm going to take a little time out, if I could, with Stu for a second. Stu.
Yeah.
Were you listening to what was just happening?
Were you listening? I was in and out, yeah.
Okay, I can't tell if I cracked the case or just sort of cracked it a little bit.
What?
I can't tell what happened in that conversation, other than there's some parties askew, some parties angry, all at the same time.
I'll say this. Okay. It does seem like both of our love interests are suspects in this.
Right, exactly.
And I hope it's the straight one that did it.
Yeah.
Because I want to have sex with
the other guy.
The other guy.
All right. Well, right now I'm playing bad cop, good cop, kind of by myself, which is fine. But I'd love a little, if you wanted to tag team in or something.
You want me to be the good cop?
Some cop.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, fucking loser.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, that's right. I don't care that you're big and tall with nice arms and a beautiful face.
You don't?
No, I'm not like the rest of the world. I can see through that into your ugly soul.
Whoa.
So why don't you tell me why you killed that poor woman?
I didn't.
Well, we think you did.
Yeah, but I didn't. I was just checking on my building and the plumbing.
Who lives in 7E?
Mrs. Stewart.
4D.
Mr. Rogers.
4I.
Patricia.
Oh, you can't remember, but you certainly know enough to go up to Dead Woman's apartment.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I'm saying you seem to have a special interest in her.
Well, I've already told the other detective we did have a special relationship, but it was kind of a one and done.
Oh, and I'm supposed to let you date my friend?
We hadn't gotten that far. There was certainly tension in the air, I felt, but nothing.
You're not special. She does that with everyone, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you?
Do I what?
fuck everyone?
Whoever I can. If they take the lead, yes. Anyone that's tried.
Okay. What would you want? Okay, I don't want to get it. Can I go?
So I guess you can. I have to talk to my partner what she had in mind here. Where she really saw this case going.
Okay. Okay, then I'm going to go.
We can't hold you. We're not cops.
Okay, great. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Can I have my clothes back?
No. They're evidence. And I needed it to clean up a spilled glass of wine.
Okay. Bye. And I come over to you after he leaves and I go, I'm worried that we made a mistake.
I'm worried that you did too.
I'm like, I feel like we're close to cracking the case. And at the same time, I feel like we're not on the same page, you and I. We got to really mind meld and get us going, okay?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess, yeah. What? I think we should just turn it over to the police and fuck both guys.
Okay, but I don't want us to lose. I want us to be detectives.
Okay. Then
I think we can do all of it. And let me explain to you how. So then I whisper in your ear. You look excited. I look excited. We wink at each other. We leave. Okay. I scurry up to the landlord and I knock on his door and I say, hey, I'm really sorry about my partner down there. He can be really, really mean. I'm not mean like that. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, I'm sure you must feel terrible after losing your clothes and one of your favorite tenants. He's like, I really do. And I say, is there anything I can do to help? And we wrestle tussle in that room and we're lying next to each other.
You can hop on this
dick. Hop on this dick. So then
I'm waiting downstairs this whole time?
No. You're driving. You're on your way to go see the widow. Okay.
Fucked up. Okay. And
you're a little fucked up. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's fucked up that I'm doing this.
Sure. But it's all part of the plan. So you knock on the door and he's like,
I do love using my sexuality to get things.
Exactly.
It's always worked for me before.
Exactly. So he's like, Detective Stu, what are you doing here? And you're like, how fluid are you? And you get down and the door closes and then you guys are together and we're like, essentially, you and I are sitting there. It's a split screen and we're just chatting with the fellers and we're like, so why don't we go again another round? How about this time you tie me up? Okay. This is important for the case. And so your guy is like, oh, what? I don't know if I'm like, I don't have that type of, and you go, thank you. You grab a cigarette. You go, this was great. I'll be back. And I say
so
that.
So I asked a guy whose wife just died with a rope to tie me up in a sexual position the same day that.
Correct. And he was gone. Then you leave. And then you start driving to me. And I ask that guy, I'm like, will you tie me up? We could go another round. He's like, what a great idea. All of a sudden, he opens a closet filled with ropes.
Oh, my God.
Next thing I know, he's tying ropes and he's good at the tie, if you know what I mean. And I go, I've seen all.
So
I need
to see.
Were
you a sailor?
I go, wow, look at you. You're so good with knots. So good with knot tying. And he's like, yeah, on the farm, the pig farm. And I pull out my paint gun and I go, don't.
I'm good with dots.
Yeah. I go, don't you fucking move, you fucking murderer. Pecks like those. I'll be visiting you with Randy is what I'm feeling. But you're going to be going down to the jail cell for I don't know how long. Then there's a knock on the door. It's you. You're like, the other guy didn't know ropes. I said, well, this guy did. You're coming down with us. He goes, I can't believe it. No one would have known it was me. And I
say, we walked in on you with the body. What do you mean nobody would know it was you? We've known it was you the entire time.
But then we got evidence once we learned you could tie a rope and that rope was tied very well.
The cup you were drinking from at the bar and tested the DNA against the the DNA on the victim.
On the victim. And then
you sorry you piece of shit. And I kick him in the stomach.
Disgusting. He disgusts me.
I kick him in the stomach. And I'm like, oh, those are nice
strong,
abs.
Very yeah. strong. And the tongue, very strong. But that doesn't matter because that tongue will be behind bars. Okay? And they take him off. We called Randy and Mark. They take him off and you and I shake hands. And I say, it looks like we've got a career in murder solving now. How do you feel, Stu?
And that's when I put my arm around the husband.
Oh, yeah.
Who's there. And Larry. I say, actually, I don't think this is for me.
Stop.
And then I. And I'm like, but I really hope. Wish you the best. And then I walk off with him and then the mood lighting changes. And then that's where Lucy Liu, Homemaker Crime Fighter, the series launches.
Wow.
And it's where, and I'm still in it, but more as like your assistant.
Okay.
And it's more like a show where you're a superhero finding love and solving crimes.
That's awesome. Good for me.
And we set it, it's sort of for a spinoff.
Yeah, it's definitely set up for a spinoff, which yeah. I'm excited about.
And I get my own spinoff.
What's it called? Yours is sort of just gay about married. What it's like to, yeah, gay married.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's just about what it's like to be gay and married.
Yeah. Exactly. And the movie is called.
The movie is called A Hop, Skip, and a Murder.
Did we hop or skip?
I don't know. The movie is called
Love Kills.
Ooh, Love Kills. What a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking that journey with me.
Of course.
That was really fun.
It was a dark one. Sorry, kids.
It was dark, but you know what? Sometimes it's going to go dark. Sometimes it's going to go light. Sometimes it's going to be bright and happy. Sometimes it's going to be sad.
Yeah. Well, speaking of going dark.
Interesting.
Until next time.
Wow.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye. The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.